With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox. Better education and awareness was the developing theme during a discussion on obesity Tuesday night in KEDM's Policy in a Pint. Guest expert panelists and audience members engaged in a talk about how the area is affected by obesity and what's being done to address the issue. The conversation included the work of many insurance companies when it comes to wellness programs. Vantage Health Plan's Tabitha Hendon says there's a new trend of encouraging doctors to track and work more closely with patients dealing with weight-related issues or disease.
And as they do this, we'll actually reward those providers and we'll give them a bonus. And it's just incentive for them to continue to take good care of our members.
She says, in turn, some insurance providers are providing incentives for policy members to track their own fitness and receive awards for working toward a healthier lifestyle. Grambling State University officials will meet with the Louisiana State Board of Nursing next month to learn the fate of the university's undergraduate nursing program. For the past 3 years, Grambling's undergraduate nursing program has been on the board's conditional approval list because it has not maintained an 80% passing rate by students taking the NCLEX exam, which is required to get a nursing license. LSBN Executive Director Dr. Karen Lyon says while the school has been on conditional approval the past 3 years, the board decided last year Grambling would not be allowed to admit students into the undergraduate program. The board will meet on February 19th in Baton Rouge, where Lyons expects the board will take some type of action. Labor numbers for December show it was another record-breaking month for Louisiana employment. Workforce Commission Director Kurt Ising says total non-farm employment grew to 1.99 million as private employers added 34,000 jobs over the year. He says professional business services is one of the strongest sectors for job growth.
And these are people who are well-educated, they earn really good salaries, and their work typically is important in producing or in generating projects that employ other people.
The statewide unemployment rate for December was 6.7%. That's up 1.3% from the year before. This is KEDM News.